Another Trump primary victory. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. This time in Massachusetts, a Republican the former president backed won the GOP primary for governor.
For the first time in our state's history, we're going to run a campaign that is focused specifically on we the people.
Jeff Deal will face Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey, who's the Democratic nominee.
Our campaign is about making the state more affordable, growing the economy, growing opportunity for all, and protecting reproductive freedom.
We're getting more information on the FBI Trump raid. The Washington Post reports highly classified nuclear information was seized.
The documents detail the foreign government's military defenses and nuclear capabilities and can only be viewed by a select group of top officials. The disclosure was published a day after the former president's legal team won a request for a special master to review the documents over his lawyer's concerns the feds would impugn, leak, and publicize select aspects of their investigation.
Fox's Ted Lindner. There are reports ex-Trump advisor Steve Bannon will be charged in New York State related to a build a border wall fundraising efforts. Right before leaving office, President Trump pardoned Bannon on federal charges. Bannon was convicted in July of contempt of Congress for not cooperating with the investigation into the Capitol riot. The fight against COVID may be similar to how we battle the flu. White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha suggests Americans could get a new booster shot every year as new boosters for the already fully vaccinated get rolled out this week, targeting the dominant Omicron COVID strains.
We have a vaccine that matches the variant that's out there. It's critical that Americans protect themselves, protect their families.
It'll be another searing day in much of California, stuck in a heat wave, which led to record power demand yesterday with air conditioning, prompting Governor Gavin Newsom to urge people to conserve.
Everyone has to do their part to help step up for just a few more days. Individuals, the state, industries, business, all doing their part to help reduce strain on the grid.
Sacramento hit an all-time high, 116 degrees. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The leaders of two U.S. adversaries will be getting together again next week, the presidents of Russia and China. Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping will gather at a summit in Uzbekistan. The two last met in February before the Olympics, pledging their relations have no limits shortly ahead of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Now, Russia occupies that Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, feared to be in danger in Ukraine amid fighting nearby. The UN's atomic watchdog urged both countries to establish a protection zone, fearing a bombing could lead to a catastrophe. This, as Russia turns to North Korea for help.
The Pentagon says it has learned Russia is turning to another rogue nation to help sustain its offensive in Ukraine.
Yes, we do have indications that Russia has approached North Korea to request ammunition.
Defense Department spokesman Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder says that appears to be a clear indication of Russia's offensive status as much of the world rallies behind Ukraine.
That they're having some challenges on the sustainment front.
As that conflict continues, General Ryder says U.S. troops in support of NATO remain at about 100,000. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
It was back to school yesterday for kids in Uvalde, Texas, 3 months and a half after the attack at Robb Elementary that left 19 students and two teachers dead. That school did not reopen. It will be torn down. Kids will not be returning to school this morning in Seattle, the first day of the year canceled, because teachers will not be there, picketing instead.
Seattle Education Association President Jennifer Matter announcing 95% of ballots returned by the union's membership favored going on strike. The issues here include pay, staffing ratios for special education and multilingual students, and student mental health support.
That's Fox's John Saucia. And Wall Street stock futures up a bit, but markets down overseas the day after the selling continued, the Dow down 173. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.